This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
You write a book about the racial wealth gap and the 15 cents on a dollar, how Americans made the black-white wealth gap. Is that, that's the name, right?
It is.
So just let's just break that down. So 15 cents on the dollar, explain that, and then also in detail, and then let's also talk about how America made the wealth gap. Because a lot of times, like, I think people, you know, just think that it just happens by accident, or people aren't fully educated. That's why they're making less money, or they don't work hard. That's why they're making less money, or they have bad spending habits. That's why they haven't accumulated wealth. Even though we've talked about a variety of different things, from redlining to discrimination to a variety of different factors that go into play here. But you guys are the experts. You are the Ivy League college professors. So you're extremely intelligent people. So maybe if they hear it from you, they'll have a better understanding. So can you explain that?
Sure. Well, 15 cents on the dollar is the black-white wealth gap. So that is the title of our book. And this comes from federal data that was released last year. It's a consumer survey that the Federal Reserve releases every 3 years. And that data point tells us the typical wealth that a black family has in comparison to a typical white family.
So the a black family, when you say 15 cents to a dollar, mm-hmm. a black family has 15 cents to every white dollar, or are they earning 15 cents to every white person that's earning a dollar?
That's a great question. So the wealth is what you have, what you hold. It can be influenced by your earnings, but the income gap is a separate topic.
So, okay. And so can you also explain how America made that possible?
Yes. I mean, in our book, which we hope that everyone, you know, will read, we go all the way back, you know, to the 1800s. So we conducted almost 400 interviews. We focus on seven black families. They range in their economic experience and spectrum. We trace their family trees back 5 to 6 generations. And so in doing so, we go back and we address, you know, slavery and redlining and discrimination and other things that have happened over the decades and over the hundreds of years in the United States that created the black-white wealth gap.
And I just want to chime in. We very specifically decided the subtitle would be how Americans made the buck at wealth gap, not how America made it, because people take actions. It's actions that people have taken. So how Americans made the Black White wealth gap. And the book, you really, really see through these stories. We have looked at the entire Black White wealth curve going back over 160 years, and we've identified the things that have happened through every different decade that have had the biggest impact on the wealth not converging into equality. It's still very far from equality today.
So what are some of the things that I just want the audience to be fully aware? So we know redlining, that's one thing, right? The Freedman Bank, when slaves were first freed, and then they put their money into the bank, and then it was a Ponzi scheme. That's I would assume that would be one thing.
Yeah.
I would assume that.
You're doing pretty well. I think you could write our book. You're doing well.
Well, I mean, we know a thing or two.
Yeah. There's just some other things. Those historic events are a big part of it. And of course, we also cover things like the attacks in the Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma, which happened in many different Black business districts around the country. But we also get into industry practices. The way that pricing is carried out, for example, in the insurance and banking industry, and we write about how it came to be that risk-based pricing was integrated into industries and how that in some ways perpetuates differences and a lack of equality among racial groups. And so we go through some of those different things, different industries as well.
Yeah, we also insurance as well, and what happened in the insurance market and why it was first introduced and who it benefited. And we look at that as well.
You know, there's eminent domain, student loans. It goes on and on. The GI Bill, people get equal access. We very much cover also things that happen to Black Americans and things that happen to white Americans. We are a white and Black pair of authors, and this is a gap between two populations, and a gap occurs both when people are held back from enjoying opportunities or held back from doing things, but also when, for example, white people were given more benefits to things over time that Black people didn't receive, that also created this gap. So we talk about, for example, different land grant programs that benefited white Americans more. So we really cover, you know, a large range. You will learn a lot from the book. And the other thing I think the book does for people, no matter your racial background, is it makes you start thinking about which of these things in history did my family benefit from or not. And it doesn't go straight down racial lines. There are Black Americans, for example, who did benefit from things that other Black Americans didn't. And there are white Americans who didn't get the opportunities that a lot of white Americans did. But you can kind of trace your own family tree, and it gives you a much more nuanced understanding of your family's financial history.
Yeah. An example of that would be the GI Bill. So in our reporting for this, you know, we were tracing a family where the GI Bill didn't benefit that family. And in my conversations with one of my aunts, she said, you know, well, Ebony, that's how our family got into some of our early home ownership. Your grandfather used the GI Bill. So yes, it's very nuanced.
Right. So Ebony, just to close that point, Ebony realized while a lot of Black Americans did not get the GI Bill, and we write about that in the book, there were exceptions, and her own family was an exception. So that's why it's nuanced. It's not the same. Not everyone has the same exact story, but there are generalities and patterns.
Yeah, when we talk about home ownership and when you speak of the GI Bill, we know that that's one of the greatest assets you can have in wealth creation, right? A home that is bought in the 50s appreciates over time. It's passed down, hopefully, and generational wealth can be created from the equity that's in that home. We talk about the stock market here. Obviously, this is Market Mondays, and the disparities and what we've seen over the past 5 years is encouraging, right? With Black men being the leading group of people who are opening brokerage accounts, very encouraging.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.